Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The right way, the right way, the right way, the witch doctor.
Go on that.
icon James Khan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, the icon, Jack Mizrahi, and the icon, Selvin Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Vonalore. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan, see in person. The icon James Khan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Everyone, I hope everyone has had a blessed day today. Of course, we know we was not supposed to be doing a show tonight, but something came to my attention, and I figured that we address the world about, you know, everything else that's bad, that maybe I should address the world about us femme queens and the silicone that we are deciding to pump into our body. And the silicone that is taking lots and lots of people's lives, not just the gay community, but the community as whole, you know, just women and people who just deciding to get, you know, silicone. So I hope everybody, if you got your girlfriend and she wants to know something, you need to press 1. If you got your girlfriend who wants to go get pumped, she should be on his phone listening. If you are someone with a story, that a testimony that can help one of these girls understand silicone and how to look about, you know, getting it done to themselves, and if they even should for that factor, I suggest everyone call their girlfriend, get on this phone line, and be listening here tonight. Kelly is coming on the show. Of course, she's preparing herself for tonight, but I want to start. If anyone has any addressing or something that you'd like to say about, you know, wanting to know silicone, press 1. Please, this is a platform where you can also learn something and we can also talk about something positive. My reason for addressing this show tonight is because a lot of us know this femme queen in Jersey named Delicious. And, you know, she's a girlfriend of ours. She used to be in the house of Icon. She walked body and stuff. And she loves silicone, to be put blatantly simple. And at one point she was pumping herself, you know, as in, you know, she was getting the silicone from whoever she was getting it from. And she had decided to shape and form her own body by pumping herself with the silicone. Never, listeners, please don't try that at home. Fortunately, she was able to walk away from that. I think that's very dangerous when you decide to put a needle in your body to pump yourself with something that you're not sure it is what it says it is, or something that you're not even sure you're doing right, because I'm sure that there's a pattern or something you have to do when you're being pumped or when you're getting silicone injection into your body. So after a long time of her pumping herself, and, you know, and it did not look nice, you know, but you would never think that she would want to touch herself again. I was told by a mutual friend of hers and my sister that she decided to get pumped again by somebody else after using the needle on herself. And when she did that, while she was being pumped. Now, I'm not sure of the whole full details. So if there's someone out there that know all the few, you know, the details, I'm just quoting what was quoted to me. I'm quoting to you guys. So if there, Jayana, if you, anybody know Jayana, if she was with her, she can get her, if y'all can get her up on the line, I greatly appreciate, or anybody who knew Delicious and knew something about the situation and what was going on. Press one, get your girlfriend, wake her up before y'all all go to vote. Night, could you give me your moment for this conversation about silicone? So she went and got pumped, and she wasn't feeling well as she was getting pumped. And I believe they said they called the fire, I mean, the ambulance with the fire department came. I don't know why, but okay. They came, and they made her walk around. However it was, she finished getting pumped, and she went to the village when, you know, she still was complaining about being sick. She was with her girlfriend, Jayana, her sister, and they went to get something to eat. Jayana offered many times to take her to the hospital, and she didn't want to go. So they went and got something to eat. After she got something to eat, she said, you know, let's go to the hospital. She told her, no, she want to go home with her mother. She lives at home with her mother. She went home to her mother in Jersey, of course, where her mother was so disgusted. Not now, whoever's calling my phone. Call a show, whoever's calling this, call a show. She went back home, and her mother, you know, expressed it how she felt about her putting that stuff back in her body. They said she went in the room and went to sleep. She hadn't came out all night. So, you know, her mother figured that she was kind of upset about being red, about putting that stuff in her body. And her mother went back in the room the next morning, and she was dead. And I couldn't, you know, I heard the story about her, you know, dying from the silicone, but to get a whole enlightenment on the story and her poor mother, and God bless her, and my, all my condolences go out, all the love that I stand for go out to her, because, you know, can you imagine how her mother feel just watching her child, her son, her daughter, whatever it is that she consider her, pumping herself and putting all the silicone in front of her body, living under her roof. And the last thing she gets to do is chastise her. And when she goes in the room the next morning, her child is dead. I'm not quite sure how she just died. She obviously died in her sleep. We all know that silicone can leak into your blood. We all know that silicones, along with hormones, can give you blood clots and do a number of things, you know, give you blood diseases as well that, you know, this can all happen from. But, of course, in Delicious case, she had a lot of silicone. So I figured I'll come here tonight to speak to everybody before y'all all go out and be fags and do what the things that y'all like to do and to address the whole situation. A lot of you girls and, you know, you female figures, the ones that you are preparing yourself for, you're getting in women clothes and for whatever your purpose may be. I'm starting to think maybe we should try to think a little bit more about the whole process of us being a woman. You just cannot pick anybody to put a needle in you. You just cannot go to anybody and give them a couple of $100 and say you want to be a woman. The race is over, and, you know, the race is not given to the swift. So while you're trying to be fast and you're trying to have all of this and you're trying to be on, you actually can be killing yourself or hurting yourself or setting yourself up for failure, because all of us who have silicone, eventually long down the line, we have to pay some type of price for it, whether it be, it get infected or it sinks, drop in our body. If, you know, if you fight and you have silicone, your silicone can be separated. And it may not hurt at the time, but eventually it is thought to be a major problem, and you would have to have your body cut open in order to get that out. It's big, big juice behind the silicone and the whole process of becoming a femme queen. So that's what I'm looking to address tonight. I'm hoping to have all you guys' participation. If I don't, that's fine. If I can help one person, my job is done. But it's very important that we acknowledge all the leaders and, you know, you fathers and you mothers and us that's in control of children that come to us wanting to be pumped, wanting to go through the process fast. I think it's very important that we teach to them the, you know, the basics and the fundamentals, as Katrina would say. I think that it's very important that they should know what they're walking into and that they should be given an opportunity to walk into it, you know, at their own risk. But you as a leader or a mother or a father can be able to tell them the right things to do and leaving the choice up to them. So if you out there, and if anybody also know about Jayana, and Kelly, don't stay away from this phone too long, girl, because you will get red all on this line, okay? But if anybody else want to, you know, address anything or have anything to say to Delicious from me and your family, my condolences. Rest in peace. May God bless your family. And I'm hoping and praying that you are in a very, very different place now and you have no more pain. You got no more silicone. You got no more nothing. You are in a place where we all would hope to be one day. So if anybody's on the line and you all want to press one, y'all know the number 347-215-6820. Call your girlfriend up. 15, anybody, if y'all all on the phone, just don't leave me here to do this just like this. You know, girls. Kelly, hello. Is anybody there? Because I can't put no switchboard. I'm not there.
Okay, you have a caller.
Oh, who's that?
Switchboard.
What's the number?
703-231. You're on the air.
Hello, 703-231.
They hung up.
Okay, well, and there's nobody else with their hand up and nobody else has anything to say. Okay, well, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to still address what I have to say. And after I finish saying what I have to say, if there's nobody that has anything to say, I will hang up. And you all can go about your lives, but I just thought that it was very important that somebody speak out about, you know, silicone and all of the things that y'all want to do. Now, there's not people that's pumping silicone like they used to pump silicone like when I was coming up. The list has gotten real thin, and the people that's on that list, I'm not even giving them a ratings. How about that? I'm not even going to sit there and rate them as far as who's good, who's that. What I would rate is we all know Joanne is fabulous. Most of us don't want to wait. We don't want to go through the process. We want to just pump ourselves. You're trying to be better than your girlfriend. You're trying to walk body. You're trying to win Sex Siren. So we just paying it, and we going to wherever we can get it at and as much as we can get, but we're not knowing that. That's a very bad thing, because sometimes you have to have, you should know exactly the amount, or you should watch the amount of silicone you pump in your body, because you may be a skinny girl. And if you're a skinny girl and you pump all the silicone in your body, how the hell do you think that's going to make you look? So I think we should be very mindful about how fast we are pumping ourselves and how much money we are spending on ourselves trying to be in a race and trying to get somebody real fast. And a lot of girls that are pumping, it's not silicone. It's just now has become an easy way to make money. So now everybody, you know, you just get a hotel room and you go get something that's silicone. And yes, they are pumping it in you. You have that in you. You got that shit in you. You got it too. They are sitting there pumping it in you. They're putting you in these hotels. They're giving you this money. And you feel nothing right now. You know, it's not even bothering you. Everything is fine. And later on down the line, then you will have a problem. Or you may feel weak. You may get dizzy. Or you may go to the doctor and find out that you have lupus or something in your blood that is caused by the silicone. So you picking people and who you go to allow to pump you is very, very important that you know something about them and know something about their work and what they do. Like I said, the list for people who pump the girls are thin now. It's completely thin. There's not girls that are pumping girls properly. I don't even know a list of girls actually in my head that I can safely say, other than Joanne, that's the icon herself, that I would consider anyone going to because of how bad it is. Now, you girls shouldn't be putting silicone in your chest. You should no longer have to result to put silicone in your chest because bags are now dirt cheap. They're just 1 month of rent. So if you out there and you girls getting drags and for all the wrong reasons and you are prostituting because it's the protocol to this lifestyle when you come along and you want to be in drags and you want to be fab and you want to do this and you want to do this, the first thing we all learned to do was to go prostitute and everything. So now you prostituting, but you shouldn't be prostituting and making money and still pumping silicone in your chest. Because I'm going to straight tell you, you're not a woman. Because if you are and looking to be a woman, you would want to do it the right way. So instead of making money and going to give somebody $400 for them to inject a bunch of needles in your chest, you can save that and go get it properly done. And you don't have to do what we girls did when the years was when bags were not like that. It was exclusive to have a pair of bags in the 90s. It wasn't. It's not like that now. Bags are like water. Anybody and everybody. And sometimes, in some cases, some people who have no business are getting bags. So it's, you know, I think you don't have to look to silicone to put silicone in your chest or to pump your chest up to give yourself more things. You don't have to do that. And as far as bodies, there's lots of things that you can have put in your body where you don't have to be injected with silicone. Surgery has, just like technology, has boomed to the top. I mean, it's pretty much you can do anything under the needle if you got cash and the right way. Let's try to let go of just going up in a random person hotel room or a random basement or wherever it is and laying on a table and allowing someone just to poke these needles in us with shit that we're not even sure that it is. We're not sure that this stuff is good for our body. Sometimes it can be silicone and your body can just have a natural reaction. And it because you just don't put loose silicone in the body. See, no one tells you that, but that's not the way it goes. You just don't do that. But when we all, it comes from a long history of processing. And as femme queens, when we come out, you learn to go get pumped and you have to get pumped and you have to get by. Well, it's not that day no more. You know, the balls has changed. The rules has changed. The mothers and fathers has changed. And so has the way to become a woman. It has changed. It's different now. You can do a lot more with a lot less these days in order to be a woman. Medicaid is basically giving you what you want if you got an F on your card. So, and you girls who are deciding to put silicone in your body before moaning, that's another no-no. That's one of the biggest no-nos that you can ever do. You are looking for your silicone to look like a piece of rock attached to your body. And you wonder why people will call you names because the only thing they can see is just a big piece of rock just sitting under your skin because your skin has no movement. It's not, it's just tight. The hormoning, it stretches your skin. It allows your skin to stretch. So you shouldn't moan extremely a lot, as much as you can, the right way. Because we have people moaning the wrong way, and you can get a blood clot, or you can get something else to happen to you, or you can infect your liver or something. So you should moan all the time to a good capacity, but you should use B12, and you should drink lots of water, and you should not be smoking cigarettes. And we, and even including myself, we get all used to the pattern and just the way it goes. And all of our bodies ain't built the same. We are all not built the same. So when we decide to do that, thinking that, oh, well, she did it, so I'm going to go do it. Well, your body may react completely different to the way her body may react. You understand? She may be a person who doesn't do drugs, and you may be a person that does. So if you're going to go get silicone, if you're going to, I'm going to say you shouldn't. You know, that's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to even sit out here and say, I only have one good suggestion, and that is Joanne. You know, she was a suggestion of my face completely. There's just some people you just don't let everybody just touch you and put anything that they like in your body because your goal is to be something that you were not born as. And if you're not born as it, and if that's your true goal and you're looking to do it right, then you should do it the right way, and you should look around, and you should hear more people's opinion, and you shouldn't become closed-minded because you think that you are a woman and you know what you do. You don't know shit.
And if you knew anything, you would know that we should start having bank accounts for some bags and less hundreds of dollars for some sale. Because it's destroying our community. We have cunts that are dying from it. Everyone is just losing itself from just deciding. And now people is taking it as a game. It's just a quick way to make money now. It's just a hustle. It's traumatized. It's just a hustle. So now you have all this whole new generation of children. What all of us need is you have all these new ones, female figures, butch queens and drags, whatever it is that you decide to call yourself in your process of being a woman, coming along and no one have any guidance and they just walk into this stuff of, I want to walk a ball and I want to be sexy, or I want to walk a ball and I want to be face, body, and realness. So you think that I need to get this money as fast as I can to go get pumped. The devil is a liar. Anything that comes good in time. Nothing happens overnight. So when you go get
pumped, put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, the legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Saying, you thought that was cute. Do you have silicone? Hello?
Hello, what's going on, boys and queens? We are live and we are on the air and I am here and I am in the building. I'm not going to reveal what I have in my body. But what I can say is, to all the girls out there that's listening on the phone lines and everybody that's in the chat room, I'm loving the conversation that you girls are having in the chat room. But all you girls that are sitting here on the phone lines, y'all can all press one and y'all can comment on this topic. When we sit here and we have so much negative things to say and everything, everybody's pressing one and everybody's in tune to it. As soon as we turn around and we give y'all a positive topic, nobody wants to press one and nobody wants to talk. And then y'all girls want to sit here and y'all want to read this motherfucking show. This is the reason why that I'm really in the process of thinking about ending this show altogether and not having this show come back on. And then y'all can deal with all the other shows that just give y'all positive every day of the week and no negativity. Okay, because when we try to do something positive, nobody wants to reach out and nobody wants to say nothing. It's ridiculous, and it's going to be a lot of positive shows coming up on this airwave. And if y'all can't deal with the positive shows along with the negative shows, I'll end this shit all together, and y'all can listen to the red motherfucking carpet. Okay,
well,
hold on, the girl. You have some callers now. 305-627, you're live on the air on the recap, on Nicole's show.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Kelly. This is Lisa. Nicole, you hit the nail on the head. Everything you said basically is the truth. I think that these girls are not really sim queens, first of all, because if you compare them to the girls of yesterday, not only the girls of yesterday took their time. To become who you are today, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And the drugs, the depression, mm-hmm. the alcohol, mm-hmm. all of that plays a part in just messing your body up. So mm-hmm. when you get these people who are injecting these children and these females and males, it's not just the femme queens, but it's not even silicone. It's stuff they're getting from Home Depot. I went to a girl, not even a girl, I went to this faggot in D.C. who injected something that was from Home Depot in my right hip. My hip turned so dark. So what I had to do was to cleanse my blood as well as I could, and I take the Viento from Dr. Sebi, which immediately lightened my hip right back up.
Wow.
Softened and everything. Never had no problem. You eat spinach, you eat all your natural food to keep your blood as clean as possible. And you said, like, I don't understand why a lot of people didn't press one, because every girl who has, or butch queen or female, who have silicone in them, keep living. I can almost promise you, with that unnatural substance
mm-hmm.
in your body,
mm-hmm.
something's going to go wrong. So
absolutely.
Don't sit back and think that we're talking about a certain group. Stop Mm-mm. thinking that because it's you that Nicole is talking about, that I'm talking about. So just try your best to eat as healthy as possible. Do not go get pumped. I'm serious. There is no one else. You already said Joanne is the one. Lord rest her soul, Kelly Harper is gone.
Gone, yes. Yeah.
Don't get pumped. These girls, when you go through these pictures and you go through these tapes, these girls, it looks like they're in hell. Their faces lopsided, their hips are lopsided. These people don't care about you. They could care less. You're paying their rent or paying their drug habit or paying their trade habit. Don't become their guinea pig.
Mm-hmm.
And use shea butter or extra virgin coconut oil on your skin. Stop using stuff with chemicals in it. Go back to try to live and be as natural as possible. I preach this to anyone I know. It's no secret. Stop trying to hold good information or think that somebody's going to think this, or this about you.
Mm-hmm,
F
mm-hmm.
all that. Y'all are living in a day and age where implants and fat, and you can get the fat taken out of your stomach or your back and injected into your hips. You can go to the doctor and have this done the right way, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And to girls who are going to the doctor, this is another thing we have to talk about. This, the breast implants and getting on these, taking a flight back home a week later or a week or two later.
Right.
Please make sure you understand that when you get that work done, whether it be a SRS surgery, implants, or something that is legal, they should have you under some type of care for at least a month. When you get back on that plane and you're up in the air, that gravity, it pops your it bursts your incisions. And a lot of people are not told that. There was a young lady who had to have her breast removed.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all have to listen to these stories and listen to the older girls and listen to the girls who are telling the truth about their story, regardless of how you feel about them. All of us are telling you something that you will go through eventually. So take heed to it and just try your best to stay away from these wicked people who are injecting you with poison, period.
You cannot have said that so better. You know, everyone, you guys out there who have your testimony, you know how you help somebody by telling your own testimony. There's nothing to be ashamed of. We all have done it. And, you know, us from the 90s have indulged in it a lot. So here you guys have it completely easier. You know, and y'all can go and just research on the internet from your home where you make your money and get the proper care and make sure that you're looking. You shouldn't just pick a doctor because it's cheap. You shouldn't just pick a doctor because your girlfriend picked it. You picked what's best for you. So, Lisa, I thank you so much for saying that, because none of these girls are really getting it. Everybody's getting up in drags, and that's why we have the term mm-hmm. female figure, because it's no longer a process. It's not time. You could either somebody put this picture up, Joe, my mother, my butch queen grandmother, put this picture up of me, and it was like so long ago, and you can see that it was a tremendous process in order for me to be this real or for me to stand here. And I am still not exempt, because guess what? I have injected that in my body. So on top of the things that I do, I also can be putting myself in risk of this sinking down my leg, pushing itself together, separating itself, or getting
hard
extremely
enough.
Hard. Oh,
it's
my
colorating
God.
Colorating your skin. And
oh
like
my
you
God.
Said, when it gets into your blood and it causes blood clots or blood poisoning, you have to cleanse your blood as well as you can cleanse it. This stuff does not belong in our body. I don't care. Like you said, Nicole, whatever the girls did yesterday, you're not them. That's not the same candy as Kelly would call
it. No, it's not the same method anymore. It's changed. It's changed. They found ways to give it to us differently. We didn't know. This is what we had to do when you're in that. Y'all not in that day. So y'all don't need to sit back and worry. You heard what Lisa said. You can have your fat removed and put it in your hip. Wow, I didn't even know that. See, so you learned something. You can have things taken
you
off
know,
your,
you didn't know
no,
that.
I didn't know that. First of all, I don't want to even think about anything.
Best.
No more surgery.
Ooh.
Because surgery is like,
it's the best thing for you, honey. I took all what I had underneath my neck and I put it in my cheeks and in my lip, honey, and I'm loving it.
Oh,
you
so that's the secret. So what you put in your body is your own fat.
My own
and your
fat,
body cannot
I took my fat from underneath
own.
My neck, and he put it in my cheeks and he put it in my lip, and I'm about to go and have my stomach put in my ass and my hips.
Yes, that's okay. Well, I just wanted to bring this call because Delicious Lisa, I don't know if you ever knew her,
no.
was someone who was doing that to herself. And with all due respect, bothered me the most was what I had said to my grandmother. I said, you would think that after somebody pumped theirself so much and that it looked real bad and they survived, that the last thing they would let someone else do is pump them. You know, after pumping yourself and seeing what you've done to yourself and anything, I don't think that, you know, people would think, she felt she did it bad and she didn't know. I think that what she felt she should have did, she should have had that removed instead of allowing someone else to put something that could have been totally different from what she had in her body, and it could have been a reaction. And this is what's the ending result.
And it,
her mother
don't forget
walks
it's an
in
addiction.
The room.
When you see girls who... In our eyesight, they have more than enough, and they say, I just want this, I just want that. They are addicted, and that's a sickness, that's a mental sickness, you know, because you're addicted to putting more poison into your body. You know, and from the chat room, 15, you are right. 15 said, let me scroll back up.
Why 15 not on this line? You up here always gossiping and everything. You can't come up on this line. Y'all girls fucked me up, but guess what? I'm not pressed because if I do my part, my job is done. Lord, I thank you, and I'm going to be okay. So while y'all sitting back holding your information and not going in, and all you older queens and you leaders out there who are not expressing what y'all have heard and happened for these young generations, y'all will deal with that. I'm doing my part, and that's all I have to say. If y'all choose not the first one, go ahead. I'm running my mouth for the whole time, all by myself, baby.
I'm surprised people are not calling up.
Oh, absolutely
not. Hold on, we got one more caller. The next caller is 267-242. You're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. My name is Diamond Khan. I'm from Philadelphia. You know, I'm a bush queen up in Drake, but I feel as though that some of these girls, you know, they see all the other girlfriends getting these bigs and stuff like that. And, you know, like, when you're younger, you don't really know nothing about the ballroom thing. You see, like, some of y'all, you know, y'all look fab. Y'all got your heels on. Y'all got your lip, your hair done, you know, all that. And, you know, we get like, oh, bitch, she looks fab. I want to be just like her. But a lot of people don't understand that this is like a process that you have to really go through. I mean, you from breaking your body down with your moans. And then what fucked me up about some of the girls is that they get all this stuff done, and I think one of the best things they can possibly do is get castrated the right way to break
Thank
your body
you.
Down. If you really want to become a girl, I really think that you should get castrated to really break your body down, because at the end of the day, no matter how many moans you put in, you're going to still have male hormones in your body, because once your balls is there, they're going to keep producing it until you die.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
I said that the last time.
Yeah, you're getting all of this stuff inside your body, but you're not understanding, like, at the end of the day, all these drugs and all this other stuff that you're putting in is blowing these moans out like balloons. It's just popping it. And it's like, okay, you'd rather sit there, you know, I just got my face pumped, but bitch, the next week you snorting coke. At the end of the day, babe, you ain't doing that but fucking yourself over, because it's blowing the moans out. And all the moans is doing is, you know, taking elasticity from your skin and just making it tighter and tighter and tighter. Whereas though this moan, it get compressed inside your body and then it mesh with your muscles. That's not supposed to be there at all. That's not supposed to be there.
That's like, not to cut you off, that's like also when you said just drugs. How about what they fell to realize, Lisa, is smoking is a very bad thing for the whole process. Not just silicone, but moaning. Your hormones do not work correctly if you are a smoker. So if you think that you don't do any drugs and you may not do this and you're exempt, but you're smoking a pack of cigarettes every 2 days, you're doing a lot of danger to your lungs, to your heart, and you're putting all those hormones in. If you read the hormones correctly, and a lot of us don't do that because we think that we just know everything. If we read it correctly, it will tell you that smoking is very bad for the things that we are putting in our body when we are going through the whole moaning process. So when you put a patch on your shoulder or you put the estrogen patch on, you're not supposed to be smoking. It
Hold
defeats
the
whole
Hold
purpose.
On Hold on 1 minute, Nicole.
You got it going on. You got it going on.
15, you're live on the air.
Miss Singh, you are 20 minutes late. You better liven up your voice. Oh, yeah. You sit and read everything else, Miss Singh. You couldn't get on this line and help me address this situation?
I came in the room early, like around 10 something, and I said I had to get in the shower because I just got home from work. I said I'm going to be getting on later. I was going to call in. And so I just got out the shower, so now I'm calling in. But anyway, hey, Nicole. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Lisa.
Lisa.
Is that Lisa?
Hi, baby.
Lisa and whoever else is on the line. But I think this is a very good topic. This is a very good topic because I find it interesting that I just talked to my daughter today, and she actually called me. She stays in Connecticut. And anyway, she was my son up until recently. And now she's going from a boy into a femme queen. She already started moaning and everything, and she asked me a question today about getting filled. And so I told her that Phil is the devil. That's how I look at it, personally. No, I'm going to keep it real. Phil is the devil. I'm serious, because it comes, and I get that from my gay mother, because my gay mother, when I saw her in her 50s now, she's in her 50s, like, she regrets it, because the seal in her cheeks and in her buttocks, it looks really fierce. Like, it looks fierce. And she regrets that, and, you know, it becomes self-esteem problems, and I don't want my daughter to go through that. Yeah, it may be cute for the moment, but who's to say 5 or 10 years from now, you have to keep making your seal.
Right.
Look at a lot
young.
Of girls out keep, now. Mm-hmm. Their seal is dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have to keep making a whole bunch of money to get your seal redone and get it touched up and all this other stuff. Like, I just told her, I even showed her a picture, matter of fact, of Roxy, because, you know, Roxy don't have seal. I don't think she does. But I showed her a picture of Roxy, I guess maybe when she didn't have seal, unless she has seal now. But she said, oh, she looks like a girl, like a real girl. I said, yeah, you don't need a lot of, you know, you don't need a ass that weighs 200 pounds. And
well, you know,
like,
that's
her.
What I said earlier, 15, about people. Well, you know, I'm with Lisa with the don't get pumped now. But where a lot of girls made a mistake with getting pumped is you got pumped way past the capacity of your weight. So now, when you are doing drugs and you're doing this and you go, man, you dropped 5 pounds, your silicone looks extreme and it looks harder because you have no space. So it's compressing with each other. It compresses. That's why they say when we was out, Lisa, you used to have to roll with a pen or lay on
roll
a hard
on the
floor.
You,
yes, you just lay on the hard floor or have your brother like Derek or somebody who would have to mash your titties in a, you know, real hard state of compression in order to keep them soft. The Butch Queens used to have to smash these girls' breasts in order to keep them soft, because if they didn't touch them, it would just get together. It's silicone. It compresses.
Right.
It just goes together. And when it goes together, you dare not try to stick a needle to put your hormone body there, because now it don't fit through your body.
And don't forget, when you inject that silicone into your body, it grabs onto your muscle tissue, and it cannot be removed easily. So that's why so many doctors in the USA don't do it. And you would have to probably go out of the States to get it done, and that can be...
To like Mexico and stuff.
Yeah, and for the young lady that called in, for you to be a young girl, you got your mind right, because everything you said was on point. And the drugs and the Russian. And another thing, Nicole, not to be jumping over, I got pumped at the end of every 2 months. These girls are getting pumped at the end of every other week. It's like you're not even...
Well, I remember when the epidemic happened, when chemo was pumping in Jersey, there was a fierce bad epidemic. The girls, Kelly, you remember that? They were leaving the stroll every other day on 7
I remember. That's why a couple of them said that I fucked up their body, because I was driving them every other week.
Yes, on pills. Bitch, and they was going to get pumped. It was a race. You understand? And this was just the early 2000s. And it was a race, and everybody had to have all these silicones, and every last girl, if they are alive, because a lot of them have died, every last girl, if they are alive, are gagging today. They have been some type of connection, even myself. You gag. That silicone will meet each other. It will start to make... Lisa said the most thing. It is not supposed to be in there. We are putting something in our body that has no nickel in that quarter. It's not a penny. It has nothing to do with our organs in our body. It does not go.
You know what? You know what? I agree, Nicole. Also, to piggyback off what you said, Lisa. Matter of fact, do you all know who Lola LaPerla is from Jersey?
Yes.
Matter of fact, Lola. You know, Lola LaPerla took a break and she recently started coming back out. I saw her at a Rumble Ball. We spoke, and I almost didn't even recognize her at first because now she has these still on her lips. Her ass is getting ridiculous. Like her body is just not. It don't look like how it used to.
And she wanted to look like her mother.
But that's the problem. I pulled her to
Who's
the side
that?
And I said, baby, you don't need to do all that to look
no
kind.
No questions, Lisa.
You don't need to do all that to look kind. Like, you really don't have to do all that. You was just fine the way you were. Like, you don't have to do all that.
That's funny you said that, because I was going to say these kids don't have mothers to guide them and tell them the truth. But you
and when they do have mothers, Lisa, no kudos. They do. Some of the mothers is ridiculous and haven't got their own situation together.
Right.
And that's why they don't deserve to be mothers. See, along with everything has changed and so have silicones, so has the rules for mothers. Because, see, your mother, when she taught you how to hustle, she taught you how to moan and took care of yourself. Now they're teaching them how to hustle and what type of drug to give, bring them.
Exactly.
You know, now it's all about
y'all got a bunch of callers.
Okay.
Y'all got a bunch of callers. 404-759, you're live on the air.
Hello.
404-759, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. You'll call back in. The next caller is 443-449. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
What's going on, baby?
This is Trishae.
Hey, Trishae.
Trishae, Kelly's the only one you see on the phone. This is my show tonight.
Hello, Mother Nicole. Hello, Mother Nicole. Hello, Mother Nicole.
Hi, Shay Shay. What's going on? Thank you for calling in.
Great topic you guys are having tonight.
Thank you for calling, I know it's being that you, first of all, Trishae, let me stop to say, I don't know what you're doing, I hope you're not putting those needles in your body, but you look amazing, okay?
Thank you. I like the whole
process about how you are coming about. I watched you when I was living in Baltimore from when you was wearing the glasses, and your whole process is very slow. Need I say that from then to now in 2007. You look amazing, and I hope that you and me being your husband, mother, you look amazing, your body and everything, and I hope that you're doing everything correctly and that you're not allowing anybody to put them damn needles in you either because they're crazy and they're evil.
Hell no.
Okay.
Last year, when you were talking about the castration, I have a doctor who does it in New York, actually. His name is Dr. Phil Fine. He does an amazing job. And I also subscribe myself that working with the castration, it breaks a lot of things down in a nice period of time. I see my results, and I love them. So for the girls that are running off to get pumped and things like that, you should take your time. You should moan properly, and also with the smoking. It gives you in your handbook that you are not supposed to smoke. A lot of doctors, once they find that just you are smoking, they'll take you out of the hormonal program. Another thing is, after you're done with the work, if you go get castrated, it breaks everything down. And the best thing for... you know, like the marks or whatever. Even when you give yourself a hormone shot, you know that sometimes, like, you'll have, like, a mark or whatever the case may be there. You just go get you some bio oil, and it clears it right up. But I don't subscribe, like, going off and just going to any random person to go get pumped either because it doesn't belong there. And I stopped getting body last year.
Well, your body's amazing, so I don't think you need to be getting any more body. Your body's amazing, and you are one of the girls that some of the girls that come out after you can learn from, and especially what you're sitting here saying. I so appreciate that because the girls are not becoming girls no more. They're being brought up as...
It's run off, let me go here and get some work, and that's it. And then you go get the work and do nothing with the work. See me, I plan on being a video girl this year. So with that being said, that's what the work is for. It's not to just sit up and have all this work and not do nothing with the work. So I think that's kind of crazy to spend all that money and don't do nothing with it.
Right, but you know, Lisa, you said something that you answered the question earlier. It's an addiction. I said, why
it is.
Did
it is. It's like
I said, why did Delicious, I said, what was she doing in her life? I mean, what just made her, after pumping herself, just want to go and
what
get pumped?
Was Delicious from Favor of Love?
No, Delicious. No, this is a femme queen that lives in Jersey. I think you may know her, Trisha. She's brown skinned and she was pumping herself. She lives in Jersey. She's Hakima's cousin. Well, I forgot her name. But she lives in Jersey. She was an icon a couple of years back, and she was pumping herself with the silicone. And then recently she went and got pumped by somebody else, and then she died, you know, after making it home to her mother, who her mother expressed it how she felt. And she went in the room, and she never came out the room the whole night, and the mother went and found her dead. When I heard the story, Lisa, I got chills for the mother. Like, oh my God. Like, that's
wow, can you
that's
imagine?
Crazy. I actually one time took my mother with me to go and get pumped, like, so she could see exactly the process. And she, after the last time was the time she said, you don't need no more. Like, that's it. No more fear. Like,
right. Your body, you are pumped perfectly according to your body. When we start going past our weight, we start making science projects out of
ourselves. It looks animated. It doesn't even look right. The whole point of it is not.
But y'all know some
off.
Girls like that look.
Mm.
But that's not the look.
Mm.
That's
okay, well, if they do
us,
like that look, that's
some of them
fine.
Do like that look.
But it's dangerous. It's killing us. That look is killing us. You're not looking like a woman. If you are in drag because you want to look like a woman or whatever you want to look like, if you want to have body, you heard what Lisa said, take all the fat out your stomach and go put it in your butt then.
Your body can't reject its own.
Right. That's perfect. You don't have to necessarily go inject yourself. I'm looking for all of y'all. If y'all on that line, y'all need to press 1. If y'all have a story, you need to press 1. We need to educate anybody that's younger and beneath us and that's looking to go get silicone or looking to go through a process that they think happens overnight, and it doesn't. It doesn't.
Right.
It takes the time.
But, Nicole, to the girls who are pumping, y'all really, really need to get it together. Y'all should stop, honestly. Y'all should stop. Look at what you're creating. How do you sleep at night? Just stop.
Yeah, you know, I don't need. That's.
Thank you, Trisha, for calling in. Hold on. Y'all have a whole
thank you,
Trisha.
I love you so much.
Kurt, you're live on the air.
I want to piggyback on what somebody said about the mothers not being able, you know, not teaching these kids to do it. I found it because I have a child now, and she has a mother, and when I show her the right way to do things, she goes where the mother's at because the mother has the pills, the patches, is getting pumped. And these kids are now, when I find out, 12, 13, 14, 15.
They are, though, Lisa.
But when I explained to the mother, I wrote the mother a 3-page essay about the procedure and what way she should go. She never responded to me. She actually stopped speaking to me. And part of her stopped speaking to me, the child no longer speaks to me anymore neither.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So it's
Wow. The devil is a liar. The devil's a liar, and all I can tell you is to pray for that child, that that child can grow the wisdom. The Lord will speak to her in her dreams, walking down the street, and even in her decisions. Pray for that child that he or she will get the wisdom and knowledge to make their own decisions and to know that anything that's good. Yes, or call her. Tell her to listen into this show. Like, that's not juice. That's big juice for me.
Listen. She's not. She's anything pertaining to this topic. She's not going to listen.
What I was afraid of.
She's
Nicole,
not
cause
going
I was
to
listening
listen.
To you earlier. I was like, what about the girls who want to say these old bitches can't take
that's
us?
Exactly
well, you know what?
Concerned.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna say this because I took my time out, and I'm doing this out of the love of my heart, and because I care about you generations. You don't follow the rules. you're going to pay the piper. You understand? But don't say that
rock
it wasn't
it.
Told
rock
to you. We can only do, and we can only bring the horses to the water. We cannot make them drink it. We cannot beat them and make them do anything. But by us speaking out and acknowledging the situation and all of us speaking about our own personal experience, trust me, it may not affect 10, but two or three of them out of there, it would affect, you save somebody's life, your job is done. And to those who doesn't listen and they think that I can't take you, I can't take you anywhere. I'm too busy taking myself. So I'm not looking to take anybody anywhere. I'm looking to give some information about something that's very, very, very important, not just to, like Lisa said, us or femme queens, but to butch queens and women and everybody out there. So if you're on the line and you're just listening, you should press 1 or hang up.
Nicole.
Well, since we sit here and we're telling stories, well, let me tell y'all my story and my experience, okay? I was 18 years old, okay? And I was a little fat, little chubby boy, and I came out into the scene, okay? And I used to lay up and play with the butch queens and play with the trade and everything. And I used to lay there, and I had these nice, cute little titties, and they was like a nice little C cup. But when I used to lay down and with the boys, they would disappear. The boys used to live when they was up. But once I laid down on my back, they would disappear. So one day, I decided to go to Jersey, this femme queen house, with Pump. And so I went and I got pumped and I came back home and they had blew up to a D cup. And I came in the house and, bitch, and when I walked through the door, bitch, I got smacked down to the floor, bitch. And I told you, girls, and many people can do many things to me, bitch. But this lady smacked dog shit out of me because I told her I went to somebody's basement and got it motherfucking done. And, bitch, and that was the first and the last time I ever went and got motherfucking pumped. And to this motherfucking day right now, bitch, I sit here and I lay here in my bed and I regret ever going to get pumped, Miss Thing. And I was praying so bad that I could get down to Mexico, bitch, because I done called about 20 doctors in the United States.
Don't
and none of them
want
to touch me to take this silicone out of my body. Say to take it out my chest.
I have tried. And the only way I would have to do it is now I would have to go get bags. First, I got to get scraped, then get bags. Well, I think that's full harsh, too, because I feel like after being scraped, Lisa, is your skin or body allowed to heal before they just throw the bags right in there?
Don't forget, at a certain age, your body
I know. Well,
is
see,
not
I,
as
that's
useful
why
as
I don't think about it no more.
But Kelly, I understand. You know that Kelly Harper told me do not go to D.C. I was doing everything so right, but I got caught up in that, she giving me this little bit, and I went to D.C., and I got pumped, and that's when,
one thing, I don't know about all these other girls. I never went to Kelly Harper, and I never went to Joanne. But one thing I can say about Kelly Harper and Joanne that I heard from people, if you got pumped by them and they felt that it was enough for your body, they would not pump you again and they would not work with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I can say.
And you know
I
what? That's what it is about Miss Joanne. And that's what. Where's Kiana? Do you see a 404-758? Kiana from Jersey is supposed to come on the line, Kiana. And this is somebody who has had more
surgery.
She's
not on here, but you got a private caller. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next caller we have is 862-215. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
You're live on the air, baby.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
how
what's
you?
Going on?
I know Lisa would kill me if I didn't come on this show and speak out about this. but this is Claudia.
Okay.
Hi,
Claudia.
I was calling because
Milan. Hey, yeah.
Hey, I was calling because, you know, all of you know, like last fall, you know, I was presumed dead, and it was because of a surgery, and I never spoke out about it before, but I was gonna just share a little bit about it now because it's
Amen.
You know,
thank you.
Basically, what happened was I went to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to have my implant surgery. The surgery was a success. I actually had the surgery on September the 15th, and September the 18th, the doctor sent me back home. Mm-hmm. By the time I got to Queens, my stitches had popped, and I had caught an infection. Mm-hmm. They told me, you know, just to take the, you know, the antibiotics, and I'll be okay. On October the 7th, I lost my breath. Not only did I lose my breath.
Is somebody near a computer? If you buy a computer, the echo, and this is very important, please back up.
Yes.
Please.
Go ahead, Claudia. I had to close the other lines that was open.
Oh, okay. On October the 7th, I lost my breath. Not only did I lose my breath, I lost my nipples and breath.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
And I had to get reconstructed, which I'm still in the process of, you know, they have to do skin grafts, you know, they have to do this and do that, because it was a horrible situation.
Oh, my God.
And my advice to, you know, these young girls and stuff like that, you know, I call them microwavable girls. You know, you have to take your time, and, you know, like 15 said, I heard say something about fill is the devil. Fill is the devil.
Amen.
And to piggyback on what Trishay said, castration is everything. and also, I heard someone say something about mothers. Yeah, these young girls picking their gay mothers and stuff, they should be very, very selective. Because all gay mothers are not for you, you know. You can't.
Well, not all gay mothers don't deserve to be a mother. Hi, Claudia, this is Nicole. I believe anybody that's under 20 years old should not be a mother. I don't believe,
exactly.
To be really honest, if she's under 25, she deserves it. Because you don't learn who you are. And you don't learn who you are until you're about 25. You ever woke up at 25? And I remember James used to tell me this so much. And my mother, Joseph, like, when you would wake up that year, 25, is going to be so different. Bitch, when I woke up the year of 25, Lisa, it really felt different. It felt like if I was evolving mentally into a whole new situation. Now, you got to gag. It took me 4 years after that to get it. But the day of 25, I felt different. It felt like if something was being cocooned in me at that time. So I don't think that anybody that's under 25 should be running around here saying that they are a mother or that they can give a young child who's younger than them advices. Because you know what they have now? Mothers now have become a hustle. You're hustlers.
Okay.
You're not a mother.
Yes.
Let me tell you the truth about that. Mothers now have become hustlers. You have kids so you can send them prostituting and that they can bear you gifts and call
that's
you
it.
Mother and get you drugs. You liar.
That's
you
it.
Devil. That's why you are a mother. You ain't trying to spend nothing out your own pocket. You ain't trying to give nobody nothing. You trying to sit back and you looking for trophies and gifts and everything, like you beauty and everything, and your trashy ass come from the same place all of us soul come from.
I really, really agree with that. Like, I mean, that's why I feel like I've been blessed to have the gay mother that I've had, Kiana Lewis, or y'all know it's Kiana Vitu.
Mm-hmm. Go back like coffee.
She's been through the whole thing since, you know, you know, finally, you know, I make sure I go to the doctor to get the proper moans, not under the table moans.
That's
and
so important.
Castrated,
so
information
important.
For getting castrated and all
well,
that.
Well, you don't no longer
thing.
Have to get under the table moans now, because, Lisa, if you haven't heard, like, New York has really blown up with all the fem queens here get their moans off Medicaid. They sell them. You know, that's how the girls sell
well,
the hormones back.
Yeah,
and
I was
forth.
Just about to say that.
Well,
and
that's
still under the
as
table
far
because
as
they're
going
taking
to
somebody
a...
else's medication.
Put it for me.
What I'm saying is basically going to the doctor, because if you go to the doctor can tell you your hormone levels are like, you know, what you can take and what
yes,
you can't
yes,
take
yes,
and
yes,
what
yes,
dosage.
Yes.
I mean, and they take blood from you every time you...
And if y'all didn't know, the hormone process is only 5 years. I would like y'all to know that it is not, we make me moan. Like the person just said, if you go to the doctor, like Claudia said, he will tell you that how high your estrogen level are. So a lot of us should be checking, because I remember when I was about in my late 20s, the doctor told me it was no more. He said it's no more.
If
you need no
OD
more.
You can't OD off hormones. Don't be no fool.
And there's really no excuse, especially for the girls in New York, because you can go to Colin Lord and just be
oh,
like,
very good, very good,
just,
Colin Lord.
And just be like, you don't have any insurance. and they'll pull you down to like a scale where you probably end up paying like $20 for a visit and $12.
And let me tell you all guys, see a secret. Insurance in New York City, they give it to you like water. If you don't have anything, you don't have whatever, go to the Medicaid office. You can get insurance. This is what your mother should be talking about. If you do not have AID, if you do not have Medicaid, and if you are not properly being brought up, you
And you're so right, because I actually work in a doctor's office now, and some girls have Medicaid and have HMO. So anything is possible. So
I'm so glad you called in tonight.
So
Nicole got cut off, Kelly.
Oh, Nicole got cut off?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. Let me get the call back on, honey. I'm sitting here.
When y'all...
I'm sorry, y'all, honey. I'm sitting here in mirror painting my face. Honey, hold
when
on.
When y'all get that expensive, I mean, the correct surgery, please.
Oh,
you're
back.
Okay, like I was saying, let me not to cut anyone off, let me finish. And you don't have ID, and you don't have any Medicaid, you shouldn't be in drags. And you shouldn't be wanted to be respected as a drag queen or a female figure to yourself if you don't have these things. Fuck what people think about you. Let's talk about ourselves. It's time to start giving these things to ourselves. Look what it's doing.
What can I say?
Wait, Nicole, you started to say female figure now?
Can
no, I mean, I'm talking to them.
Oh,
they
okay.
exist.
Oh, okay.
They exist. You know, I'm not, I perfectly don't think that anybody that's a female figure should want to be called a female figure because it means an overnight process to
I hate that term, female figure. What is a female figure?
Someone who can get in drags and battle Sanaya on the floor with muscles and something in order to push her up. That's what they are, and it's no shade. It's no shade. They can jump off a balcony and land into a dip, something that somebody has been moaning and have surgery cannot do.
But
that's what they do.
Female figure.
And don't forget they vogue in socks.
They don't, you know, I think that that's the people that just, that's just the easy way out. And how dare them get the easy way out when I got chopped and Kelly got red and this and that. How dare y'all get the easy way out? James couldn't tell me I was a full-fledged woman for a long time. I used to say, Lisa, I used to say to Father, Father, tough crowd. Not yet, not yet. You know, like, it would be harsh. You know, it was harsh. I got cabbage in there that can show y'all pictures of me. It was harsh, and it was not yet, you know, one day, Webby. You know, it was harsh, but it was a process. And that's why it's not where you start, but it's where you end up at.
But, you know, it's one more thing I want to say, though. But I really feel sorry for those girls who become these, you know, these STEM queens or whatever for the wrong reasons. You know, they do it
because of
her,
it's an easy way to make coins. And once her, once the mother
get
a child that gets to become
right
a STEM queen, Lisa, she gets happy because now she can put him on a stroll when she stays home and
they
come
go
and
tour together. Also.
Right, they go on tour. And then eventually the mother can't take them and start cutting down
there
their ads
go.
And stuff
there
and stupid
go.
Things.
Right. I know when I was like 16 and 17, I was thinking about, like, if I live like this, can I pass every day or can I live like this every day? Because it's not an easy life.
You know
it
what,
really
Lisa,
is.
How did you think when I came out, I didn't know about this. I thought that I could have a doobie, bamboo earrings, a long T-shirt.
I just feel me when you be saying
no,
you know
I
what, Nicole,
did.
I was so insecure. I couldn't imagine wearing certain things when I came
out.
A that's
long T-shirt,
and
I didn't think that the body and all that stuff. So when I put the doobie in, right, and the long T-shirt and the stuff, I looked androgynous. And then I used to get the finger waves, but no silicone nowhere and everything. You know, I want to be Benji Cunt, but I'm not nothing. I don't have no silicone. I got boy pockets, and I take the two pads, and I put them on the side of my leg, and then I put the spandex on so that I can have body. It's a process.
I was already so insecure. I was like, I can't see how they wear.
Kelly, do you remember when you first came out in drag, bitch?
I could. I was always draped, like, oh, and then once, you know, the moans, which is very important, kicked in.
The girl took it, and
you know,
let me tell the story. Miss Kelly got up in drags because of her girlfriends, like Miss Kiana, all of them. They took it and put Miss Sting in drags. You know, just one day, Miss Sting just bust out.
Oh, let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell y'all a true story. I've been telling everybody for this for years, okay? For the last 17 years, I've been dealing with AIDS and HIV with my mother, with my real mother. So I never, ever wanted to be a girl. I never, ever wanted to be a girl because I thought something was going to happen to my mother and that I had to be there to take care of my brothers and sisters. For 2 years straight, I got chopped as a butch queen. I tried to work in every butch queen category, and I got chopped. And to that one day, I picked that wig on and turned those boy jeans into some tight jeans in the back of the clubhouse, and I got my tins, and I started doing it. And as the years progressed on and my mother was still alive, I decided, okay, well, I wanted to transition. It was hard transitioning, bitch. I'm from the projects in Harlem, bitch. I used to park my U-Haul by the back door of the projects and come out the back door.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I never came outside unless I had some big Jackie O glasses on mistake because I never thought I was real.
Every girl had a pedo.
Yes, 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 we did, bitch. And you
oh
know something,
God.
Let's
you
not forget those
like
water balloons, baby. You all
right, until that one day, I decided to come out the front of the project and said, fuck what everybody thinks. If they don't like it, they're going to motherfucking have to respect it.
Oh,
well,
what
did
they
give
when you and Monique and all of y'all came out? Because you know you came out with the crew. So what they gave, girl, what is given? Because she was from, Kelly's from the Polo Grounds.
See, the girls went, honey, they snatched my wig off, bitch. But what? Look, at the end of the day, I'm still here.
Because it's not where you start, it's where you end up at. Y'all are so concerned. All I can say to people that's gagging and they be like, oh, well, what about me? And you know, because that was me. What about me? You know, looking at everyone expecting something. It's not where you start because look at me now. And that's where it's all about. You are working to the process to get to where you're going to end up at. You will not be in the same place that you start up because that means if you are, you had no growth. You had no
and
growth. You have
it
to
so
grow.
Easy now. Like the silicone should be the last thing you want. Look at other people as examples. I mean,
yeah.
You have everything easy now from the hormones, name change, breast implants, fat transfer. All of it is so easy. So
you know what
no
the problem is with these girls? They can't get up in the daytime, Lisa. They nighttime girls.
Right, yeah, that's another thing about.
Exactly.
But you know what? That all comes. You know what's the word? You know, I was watching T.D. Jakes, and you know something? This lifestyle has culture too, and it's in our culture to move like that. It's in our culture for the girls who wants to be in drag. You know, they take moans, and you know how you do. You slept all day, and you got up to go make your coins. And see, back when we were, our drugs was not as important as it is now. It was then, but the older figure did the drugs, and the younger ones we didn't do it like that. It was when we got older. So back then it was to take a hormone and you slept all day and then you got up and you got dressed and everything and you put on your outfit or whatever if you were a butch queen in drags or even if you was a butch queen just getting in drags and start to moan and then you pumped the street. Well, something what we did not know that while we were moaning and prostituting, that don't mix either.
No, it doesn't.
I thought it
that doesn't mix
work.
Either. I think our process, purpose of us being women, we a lot of people are just in drags, 15 and Lisa, and Chloe, only because it is now have became a quick way to make a dollar. So
yes,
now there's
exactly.
not just fem
yes,
queens
yes.
or female figures or butch queens. There are butch queens who are shaving their face and getting in drags. And once
just
they like it.
Pissing also.
Right, and they like it. They start feeling like cunt because they start, you know, they want to feel the trade, and the trade comes in. But see, they think that the trade is living for them because they cunt.
No,
the trade is
not.
Living for you because you come. Okay? The trade is living for you because you come. Don't get it twisted. We all made much more money as butch queen and drags than we did as fem queens because you come. You look
exactly.
like you can come.
Exactly.
So they want you. Because that's
yeah,
what they're
that
looking
that's
for.
That's thing, because, like, they back then, the days didn't want
they,
that back
all
then.
All the ugly bitches made all the coins this day.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Bitch,
yes,
if you
yes,
were a
yes,
fat
yes,
bitch,
yes,
and you looked like cunt on 14th Street, you did not make no motherfucking coins. Ugly, hard ones make coins because they knew that they could come.
You come. Right. You can come. So while you feeling it and you walking around with your wig talking about, oh, I made all the change, you should have. And let's not talk about how much time you came. But, you know, I think that we need to start changing the pattern, because I'm not blaming you people and you young generations, because y'all only doing what y'all was taught and what goes down from just years and years and years of history, and we all just settle for it. Now we're in a big different time where our mind frames and our thought patterns have changed, and we can speak out against something that we all on this line have indulged in or all had to do something. You understand?
Go ahead, Nicole.
To get what we had to get, or to get what we need. But we also know now that our life and life period has broadened. You know, people are getting married now. If you're a woman, you can be a woman in a natural way and go finish school and get a job, and you can moan all through high school. There are older girls and stuff that have those stories out where they went to school as a butch queen and moan. Father and them can tell you about a couple of femme queens that we live for.
Yes, the process.
And then one day they just bust out, and you never knew.
I think the young lady. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Somebody was saying something.
Oh, Nicole, I'm so glad you said that, because I mean, I don't knock the girls for how they make their coin or whatever like that, but my thing is to always have a backup plan. After that experience that happened to me at the end of last year, I was like, I was in a state of depression, and I was like, I don't know what I was going to do. So what I did, I went and enrolled in school or whatever, and I just graduated from school. I'm in my externship now.
Congratulations.
I'm working in a doctor's office, and I tell, like, that's how I tell some of the girls I come across, you know, about how to get their moans and things like that, and how to get their name changed. Some girls still walking around with boy names and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did that.
And getting mad if you call them a boy.
I can't even tell you how to go about getting your gender marker changed on your ID and your state ID. So, I mean, this, you know, I think the girls need to be thinking about real life versus this fantasy world, you know.
No, they
need real
order of being
they need
a woman.
Yeah,
you know what? We can't point the finger too much. The reason why I don't point the finger, and this is why I'm speaking out, is because this is the order. This is how it goes. Remember, Lisa, you come out, you're a butch queen, you vogue femme, you see the drag queens, you so live, you want to get in drag, your mother don't accept it. You do what Kelly do, you go outside, you get in drag, you go to a ball, you get this life, you start running in drags and going to balls, somebody introduce you to some drugs, by that time your prostate, it's just a pattern, it's how it has been going for a long time.
The chain has to be broken,
and this is how we break it, by this conversation, and by people pressing one, and people getting on this line and saying and speaking out. It has to be broken. Why not finish school, wear cornrows, have your hormones and everything, because guess what I realized watching the news? You can no longer work in McDonald's unless you have a diploma. Now, whoever thought that when we was young they were saying that it would be the day that is true today. You cannot work in McDonald's, bitch, unless you have graduated from school.
Wow.
So this
hold
is
on,
how
I got a bunch of callers. Wait, hold on. My computer's loaded back up. Hold on. It's 90831. Excuse me, 908-361. You're live on the air.
Reading my speech or something like that. Like, what's going on with that?
What'd you say?
Like, I heard somebody was reading me or something like that on here, talking about my surgery or something.
Not tonight.
Who is this?
Not tonight.
It's not tonight. Would you like to come up here and tell us about your surgery? What happened? Somebody said something about what we talking about. What happened?
No, I was told that somebody was like, because it was a femme queen that died or whatever from getting pumped. And
right.
I heard that somebody was like, I'm going to be the next one because I keep getting pumped. Like, I'm a nice girl. I don't get
that.
Okay, wait. Before you go on any further, who are you? Who are you?
This is Lola Ebony.
Okay, Lola Ebony. Okay.
Lola LaPerla, Dave's daughter, Lola.
Okay, Lola LaPerla. What they said, was about how beautiful you went and to how science part just your situation is beginning to turn into, and that somebody should be the one to have told you that you don't need that much. That's what they said. No one was reading you. Someone,
right,
we talking about people, you know, who have a lot of silicone and the people that are moving fast. And someone's opinion was that, you know, you had a very nice body, but you kind of moved too fast. And I'm sure in your private thoughts, you think about the same thing as well. So don't get up here and be defensive. We're just talking about a positive thing.
I don't think about anything. I do it because I like the way I look, actually. I know I didn't need all of this. I know I was real. I didn't want to look like that. I wanted to look like them queen. I live for my look. I don't get into all the faggot shit. Like, I don't understand why my name is in these people's.
Okay, well, that's fine. If you live for your look, you live by the sword, and you will die by the sword, and that's what this conversation is about. So I hope with you having all that silicone and you are so impressed by it that you do understand that it can drop down to your ankles and give you a blood disease. And that's what this conversation was about, and it was no shade. God bless you, and I will continuously pray for you and your silicone. Kelly, you can get rid of her.
She sounds foolish. Is she over there looking
God
like
that? Not even. God bless you, and I'll continue to pray for you. Get rid of her. I'm not even going to go there because it's not that.
But Nicole, let's be serious. She over there looking like Daffy the Duck, and she got the nerve to say, if she drop dead, so be it. What kind of foolishness is that?
No, wait a minute, y'all. Please, allow her to talk, because there are a lot of girls who think just like her. I can understand why she's upset because someone told her a lie. No one said that you were going to die, Lola, or something like that.
Sure.
We were speaking on a whole different topic, but you should bring that young lady back on the phone and allow her to explain herself, because there are plenty of...
Well, let me tell you something, Lisa. Wait 15. The reason why I dismissed her because it was she was speaking already on. She was totally against what we were speaking about. And those are one of the people that we don't need nobody else to hear how they privately thought, because they may think that they should feel the same way. I like this. You a liar. You a liar. That's how you learn to accept it, by telling yourself you like it. You couldn't possibly like all that stuff that you want. She said, I was real. She said, I was real. And then she said she got all this body because she wanted to look like a femme queen. So wait, that's how femme queens look.
That's not a femme queen. No, don't, please don't do that, because I don't want her to think
I like when the old girl say it. That's not a femme queen.
But Nicole, you made me embrace that whole femme queen, because you have to fight with female. Oh, you're not a woman. You're not a real. You're correct. I am a femme queen. That's who I am, and I embrace it. So that's not the femme queen that's in her mind. I think we should bring her back.
She probably hung up. But if whoever calls to go start the mess, you can bring her back, because, you know, I don't want her to feel bad. At the same time, I don't need the negative energy of somebody assuming that, well, you know, that's not the case.
She came up here with negative energy, first off. But then when
all the faggot bitch. You know, she came up here talking like a bad girl to a bad girl that's going the show. That's what she came up here talking. And I'm not looking to be disrespected. We was just, you know, some names come out. I could throw out a lot of names. I brought Deja up here. Lisa, did you see, remember that show where Deja talked about, you know, what happened to her silicone? There's all of us that, you know, Janice had to go get her bags and stuff done. This is the truth. I'm telling the truth. What's the problem? You know, we all are dealing with silicone things.
All the time.
Story. 434, you're live on the air.
Hello, ladies. How everybody doing? This is Marquise.
Hi, Marquise.
Hey, Marquise.
How are you?
Hello. What's up? You know, friend, I'm enjoying your conversation, and I have a lot of film queen friends and stuff, and a lot of them are getting pop heavy in Baltimore, and I don't really know how to talk to some of my friends about it, because I don't really know if the lady who's doing it is doing it the right way.
She's not.
Or doing it the wrong way, but I know she's supposed to be like Joanne's daughter.
They come out with those different names. You know what I would say to you to help you, Marquise? Baltimore is full with a lot of older femme queens who know for sure what is supposed to go down, and maybe you should find and address some of them to speak to them younger girls who are just going and doing whatever they want to do,
it's
because
the
they are in the race.
Doing it, Nicole.
Mm, mm-hmm.
because the girls are really just coming out of nowhere with bodies down here. Like,
exactly.
Like, every
exactly.
time they get their paycheck, they just want to say, oh, I'm going over west to go get my body back.
Over west? That's where it's at? All right. I'm going to find out where west is. I know where west is. Over west.
They just hit me, somebody hit me up, and they said Mother Herrera is also pumping the girls in Chicago and in the Midwest area.
Mother Herrera who?
I don't know. They just said Mother Herrera.
Marquise.
Moving on.
Wow. I don't even know how to, like, I mean, have you spoken to those people that have been doing it and have been, you know, enlightened them about the danger and what has been happening to our community and just the community abroad about what that injection silicone is doing?
Well, I'm actually listening to y'all, and y'all conversation is actually enlightening me. Because this, you know what I'm saying, I deal with them, I hang with them, I speak with them, and cool with them, but I actually don't know what y'all go through, you know what I'm saying, on your personal stuff, what's in your body and stuff like that. So I'm actually getting enlightened by this conversation. And I wanted to ask Shashay, because I know, you know what I'm saying, I know Shashay might have heard of the person that I'm talking to, but I know I got a lot of friends that go to her really frequently.
I know exactly.
And the girls are coming up. You know who I'm talking about, Lisa?
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately. Well, to God be the glory. And I wish safety upon all those people that are just going out there and everything. If people in Baltimore, if y'all on this line and y'all listening, y'all need to go get up with some older people and older people that are not the older people that's just trying to make money off you. It's just the hustle. It's not about how good you're going to look or how good they're making you, because as far as they're concerned, they've done what they need to do, and now they're destroying you. And I don't, you know, I think that all of you guys in Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, all over the United States who looking, I think we should refrain from putting injection silicone in our body altogether. I'm not even going to sit here and advocate. Like I said, the only good person I had to say something about was Joanne. But,
right.
you know, she is very selective, and a lot of people won't be seeing her.
Right. She did my face years ago, and I remember her giving me the book. Remember the champagne slipper?
Yes, her legendary book. Miss Lisa, you know Miss Lee's story is over, honey.
Oh yes.
Joanne will pump you and tell you some lovely stories.
Yes.
And if you read the book, there are a lot of old school girls who she's speaking of in different names.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. So, Marquise, you know, all I can say is that I appreciate you listening, and I hope that you are completely enlightened and you now can take that information and throw it back out there. And maybe it may open their mind, like, you know, it may be a thought now, like, wow, maybe I'm moving too fast, or maybe I should slow down and, you know, figure out a better way of going about this. I think we all, as leaders and as older people, regardless of what it is that we go through and what it is that's out there, it is our job to tell our testimony and to tell what has happened to us so that it can give somebody else the opportunity to make a right decision, because they may not want to go through the same thing, or they may not want to experience what Claudia has experienced, or experience what Deja has experienced, or what Lisa has experienced, or what all the girls in every
girls
house
who are gone have experienced.
Yes, experienced.
Y'all got a bunch of more callers, and y'all got 10 minutes left. Hold on.
Good night, ladies. Good night, Marquise.
410-462,
you're live on the air. Hey, what's up, ladies? Hey, Nicole, Kelly, Lisa.
Hey.
And who else is on? 15. Hey, what's up? This is Enrique. I kind of want to chime in. Hey, I want to kind of chime in. And Claudia, what's up, baby?
Hey,
I kind of wanted to chime in what Marquise said. I mean, there are a lot of girls that are starting to look like science projects, but in essence, there's a lot of girls down here that look, that you can tell who, you can tell who their role models are, and I think that's what the basis of. Whoever your role model is who you tend to go after. Because there's girls like, for instance, I'll throw her name out, like Kia Revlon. She looks, her body is shaped like a really, real, real girl. I mean, she is a real girl. To me, she's a woman because she looks and carries herself like a woman. And a part of that, of carrying yourself like the woman, is your whole image. You know what I'm saying? Your whole body image. There's nothing exaggerated about her. But then you have other girls who I approached one or two personally and sat down and had a one-on-one and said, hey, whatever you're doing, you don't, like they were saying, well, I need this money for this ball so I can get pumped again. No, you don't. Because you're starting to look fake. You're starting to look like a science project. You don't need to get pumped ever again. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, to me, But see, this whole thing is, I think it's a self-image. If you look at yourself in the mirror, you're not pleased with what you're seeing. You're going to do everything to try to alter it physically, where actually you should be doing it mentally.
Mentally, amen.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a lot of things, because a lot of these girls, like this is one particular girl down here, love her down, but she looks, her body looks horrendous. And it's to the point where you're like, you really want to say, you know, you're not my daughter. You know, you're somebody I respect, you respect me, but stop, please. Like, you just want to punch in the face, like, no more, bitch, no more.
When you tell these people to stop, what is their reaction to you as a butch queen telling them?
Well, see, that's the thing, because one lady on this phone that we had a conversation when we was on the way to VA, and I'm glad to say that she has stopped, and she looks incredible. You know what I'm saying? But, like, what she told me was, you know, that, you know, butch queen, you don't understand, and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, as a butch queen, I have eyes. So if I'm telling you,
you're
starting to look a hot mess, stop it. Because it's not only me that's looking at you, it's other people that are looking at you. Yeah, I might not be living in your body. I might not be understanding what you're going through. But if I'm, to me, homosexuals are highly critical. Highly critical. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm looking at you, and if I'm telling you, you look absolutely amazing, you should stop it.
Well, see, that's the flip side of it, Enrique, because you can actually say that in a positive light, but you have some witch queens out here just telling these girls that they look good and this and that, and they keep
Well, that's because they're trying to work their change, and that's
they're trying to work their change.
But that's what he said, that you got to learn, you got to know something for yourself. You got to be able to change yourself for your mental, because if you change your mental, you won't need anything from nobody else, because you'll learn to give it to yourself. So the attention and all that stuff, you can't tell me I'm cunt, because I already think I'm cunt. You understand? I know I'm cunt. I don't need your applause. I'm realer than your mother. Go bring her. I have no problem in proving it to her, and when your mother get there, she gonna say, oh wow, that's a dude, because that's how confident I am. So with that being said, we all, that the film queens, people that want to be women, need to start getting their own mind frame and learning some wisdom and knowledge for themselves. Kelly,
I totally agree with that. And it's another thing, like, there is a woman down here that's doing, and the thing, Nicole, like you were saying, it is an older femme queen. And this older femme queen is over. I mean, her look is on point. Like, you would not clock this woman. You know, so if you're, I mean, I don't know, I haven't seen it. Well, yeah, I've seen it. She still looks good to me. She's older, but she still looks good to me. So my thing is, if you're setting that path for yourself, why would you destroy other women? Is it just for economics that you're doing?
No, it's for money. It's a hustle. That's quick change. We got a whole fucking new generation out here now. They doing it $400 a pot.
Well, all I know is I told my, because I had a child that went to her, and I told her that if he would ever go there again, if she does anything, I'm turning her ass in. That's
how
I feel about it.
He said, I'm not condoning. I know that's right, because that's what we need around here, somebody that's going to stand up and be the big bad wolf, because Kelly's always being the big bad wolf. No, bitch, that's wrong. You're not going to hurt the person I love, and I'm going to turn your ass in. What part?
Exactly. Plain and simple. Well, good night, ladies. That's all I wanted to say. And I did want to say,
347-935, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Nicole? What's up, Lisa? It's Terry. And Claudia, you said what?
Hi.
I said Terry. What's up?
Well, you know me. I've been around for a while, and I'm like Nicole said, back in the day, you had to break down people's titties. Like, Nicole, I broke down your titties, Kiana, Boo Boo, Ashley, Sabrina. So it all
and
plays
it hurt.
A big part.
It hurt.
Yeah, I've seen them, and I witnessed tears come to their eyes. It all plays a big part on who's in your, like, in your immediate circle. Some, I'll tell Nicole when something is wrong. Like, Nicole, I don't like the way certain this looks, or I don't like the way that looks. It all depends on who you got in your corner. Some people just set you up and let you look any old kind of way. And as far as, like, with Marquise and them, like, with Trishay has a role model. Sabrina is her mother. Sabrina's not going to let Trishay run out and do anything and everything to herself. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. Nicole is a good mother. Kelly's a good mother. It all depends on who's in your circle to tell you what and what not to do. You just have some girls. Like, Lola's a nice girl, but I'm sure Deja didn't tell her, oh, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. She took it upon herself to do it. You can't have a mother that's 20 years old and you're 26 years old talking about, this is my mother. What the hell can she teach you when you've been out here longer than she has? That's a fool. That's a total fool. And I agree with Nicole. Like she said, James taught us, you can't be nobody's parent until you learn yourself first and foremost. You can't tell somebody what to do when you don't even know what to do, especially as far as with self. And it's not even with the femme queens. You got these butch queens around here, too, that's pumping their chest, their face, and all this other shit. So it's detrimental to them, too. So it goes for each party. You can't just say the femme queens, y'all need to get on these butch queens, too, because some of them look a fool with that shit in their face and their body, too.
You know something? I don't want anybody that's listening and everybody out to take this show as an attack. It is not an attack. It is an awareness.
Not at all.
You know, butch queen women, you know, femme queen, you feel me, female figures, whatever, you butch queen in drag, you know, it's just an awareness. And if any of us have said anything harsh or something misunderstanding, please address us. You know how to find me. You know, if you know Lisa, you can find, address the situation
don't necessarily take
it as someone is throwing shade or someone is, you know, if you want to know something was really going on and how to really help yourself, reach out to somebody who means some good. Because everybody don't have your best interest.
It's not even a read or anything like that. Because for real, the truth is not a read. So if you're telling somebody the truth is the truth. So therefore, first of all, half of these girls don't even moan long enough before they put seal in their body.
Right.
So it's like, it's crazy. You need to moan up and soften up your body to break down certain shit in your body and in your system before you go put some other. First of all, the shit is not even supposed to be in your body in the first place. You're not supposed to put anything raw into your body because that shit can seep and leak and go anywhere, and God knows what's going to happen. You need to do research before you start putting shit in you. That's crazy.
Did y'all hear that, girls? He said, do not put anything raw in your body.
Kelly, do we have any more callers? Because we got 3 minutes left to the show.
All right, y'all. Good night. Stuff.
9:10.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, y'all can still talk after 1 o'clock. Nobody just can't call in after 1 o'clock because y'all got a bunch of callers. Hold on.
Oh, good.
609-348, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Lisa. This is Tanae from Atlantic City.
Hi, Tanae.
Hi,
Tanae. Welcome.
As y'all talk about silicone, I have a lot of it.
Yes, amen, 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 amen.
I was talking about the overall legendary mother, Miss Kelly Harper, my mother.
Thank you.
She pumped me. So all these kids running around talking about they got seal from Joanne, they're lying. Joanne don't give silicone away that easy. She make you take a class.
Oh, my God, you ain't never lied.
I know my grandmother. You have this, I spoke at Kelly's funeral. They thought I was Kelly because I've got so much body. And mine's is soft and lovely. There's no black marks, no bruises, no bumps, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids all around the world, they're getting silicone from Joanne. They're lying.
I don't think anybody can be talking about getting silicone for Joanne because we all know on this phone that Joanne is very, very exclusive and you barely can even get through
exclusive.
Her phone.
And if you're not over 40, she's not even pumping you.
Exactly.
She don't pump these people.
And if you have gotten pumped, Joanne likes to put she likes to be the teacher of the class.
Joanne
would have
pumped you like a real woman. She don't go for exaggerating body look.
No,
right.
She's not.
She told everybody, you want that look, go to my daughter Kelly in Philly. I'm not doing it.
Well, I strongly believe that nobody should be doing it anymore.
Yeah.
I've been pumped since 1997. I know Kelly, and I know Miss Mama, too. I've seen her at school leaders a couple of times.
Nicole, that's me.
I'm
here. I know who you are. I know who you are.
I'm 44 breath, and my ass and hips is a 72.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. I'm pumped, and Kelly can tell you, so can Nicole.
Come on.
And I can shake the body up all the time. But a lot of these young girls.
Right, honey, I know that's right.
A lot of these kids are getting pumped so much. First of all, when you get pumped, you have to let your body settle for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
These kids are getting pumped thousands of dollars every 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then it gets into their system, and their tissues make the silicone turn hard.
Well, let me say something before. It has now became 1 o'clock. you cannot call in. If you are on the show and you want something to say, you have a girlfriend you need to let hear, you need to be calling her on the three-way because getting through to this show is now closed. But we all can sit here, call it to people that's on the line. Y'all can press one. People in the chat room, y'all also still can comment. And if you know anybody that would like to comment, you can bring them in through a three-way conversation. This is very important, and I wish to get a bigger response in the next 20 minutes. Oh, I was looking for her. I was looking for you. I'm
thank
so
you
sorry because on Facebook, when I got the topic, you are very femme queen prom. And I was saying, and I'm posting it and posting it. I'm saying, I got to find Devon. I got to find Devon. I got to find Devon. Hi, Devon. Welcome to the Silicone Show.
Hey, Devon. Thank you.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? How is everybody?
Hello.
Everyone is good.
We're here. Good. We're talking about the effects of silicone, and you've been a femme queen for a very long time. So could you give me some of your wisdom input on this whole, you know, being a female thing and the silicone thing, Devon? You're a mother.
Okay. First off, to me, I think that the silicone thing sometimes is just a rush thing. People have to understand that when a young woman starts puberty, she starts from 9 all the way up to 14. Her kids probably don't even come in until about 13 or 12, or maybe sometimes even 15. So you have to think about that. That's about 5 years it takes a regular girl to process into what she's going to be. So why do you want to Speedy Gonzales your thing and not let your body take the time to make the process it's going to make? So it's like once you do this calm thing, you end up, you know, you're speeding this process up. You're putting more hip on, and then you end up getting hips down the line. So your hips pushing out on top of the silicone, and then you start getting this weird, you know, top shape. You know, it's just, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just people just, I don't, oof, wow.
And you know what? I said this show been on for a very long time, and I've been a part from the beginning. And I want to say that, you know, there's no shortcuts in life. And everybody always think, I used to say that before and I want to say it again, we all think that we can find a back staircase to go up and go find an easy way out. We will pay for everything we do and everything we put out against ourselves and against others. There is no shortcuts in life. So everything is a process. So you female figures and butch queen and drags, and even you butch queens who are considering being a femme queen, I think that you should talk to your mother, even your real mother or somebody close to you. You should get a little bit more information. It's like a booklet. That's the problem, Lisa. I think the girls should have got together and wrote a booklet because it is a booklet.
That is so true.
It's like a booklet. There's so many rules that you have to follow. And, yes, from then to now, the rules has changed. And there are a lot of things that apply to y'all that didn't apply to me, Devon, and all of us that when we were younger and coming out, y'all girls got it good now, bitch. When they come to me and be telling me what they getting done and what the doctor hormones is giving them 3 and 4 bottles, I'd be like, for real?
Yeah.
Bitch, we used to pay $150 for 40 milligram of Dell estrogen.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I remember that.
I'm dedicated to pay for that.
$50. I had to pay $80. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, girl, please. Everybody remember Mike from 183rd, darling. You ain't a classic from Queen of New York if you don't remember 183rd. And it was a place in Brooklyn. Back then, the girls had Dr. Schiffman. Today, the girls has doctors of everything.
Oh, well, we so close. We were trained that we used to hit Tijuana. That was just easy. That's 2 hours away. We would go and stack up and come right on home.
Right. I mean, this is right. But now we don't even. Now you get on the internet and go to what is it called? In-house pharmacy. And
I don't even recommend
Ms.
that.
Kelly,
I don't even recommend. To be honest, I don't recommend that either. Self-medication. People, you don't know what you're doing to the inside of your body. You don't know what you're doing to your pants. You could be putting.
You breaking up, Devon. You going in and out, girl.
You could be loaning up thinking that you're so fishy and you're actually putting fat in your liver and kind of, you know, fucking up your insides. And you don't even know that until later down the line. A lot of girls get
jack yourself up. So I don't even recommend to self-medicate. You need to go to a doctor that takes your blood, takes your levels, lets you know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's what I was saying.
You know, it's, you know, some people always think the more the merrier with hormone, and it's really not. Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to
tell you a little secret about that. You ever realize, Devon or Lisa, that when you got a certain age and you moan that you didn't get a result, but when you would ejaculate, your hormones would come bursting out? Because we have a lot of hormones we put in our body that we don't need. The shit will come out in our urine. It'll come out in your face. All that we put in our body don't use it. We think that we taking 3 cc's of full hormones. First of all, if you are doing that, you should not be. Because you shouldn't be taking hormones without B12. B12 is very important. Vitamins are very important for the whole inside of your body.
Eating healthy.
You said that earlier, Lisa, about greens. I wanted to piggyback. Yes. Your greens and your spinach and your carrots and all those things
Carrots are hybrid. Carrots and corn is not natural. Please go to drfabigot.com and learn your natural fruit and vegetables, because some of those fruit and vegetables that we've been brought up on, they build up starch and they cause mucus, and mucus turns into bacteria.
Because
so
we was brought up on carrots. It was good for the eyes.
I know. I remember. until I learned. See, we got to be retaught with this nutrition.
Right,
because
things are right. Yeah. So many things has changed. It's so many things that
are
different.
Which all goes back to me, it goes back to what you were saying earlier as I was listening about getting health care. Because if you have health care, you know, you can get under doctor's care. Because I pay for my health care. It's a must. It's just easier that way. Anytime if there's something that's not right, he's going to know. You know what I mean? As opposed to me just, you know, taking a second guess, like, well, I think I'll take me another shot now. I looked in the mirror and I feel like something's, you know.
Devon, you stay right there with the ladies. Hold on. We got a bunch of more callers. 347-430, you're live on the air. 347-340, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Okay,
hello.
I guess not. The next caller we have is 646-488. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadine.
Hey, Nadine.
Hi, Nadine.
How are you?
Hey, boo.
I'm fine. I have to commend you guys on this topic, by the way. It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm blessed. I can't complain.
Okay.
I just wanted to, first of all, I want to start off with the mother thing. Thank God I was blessed with two great gay mothers, Angie, may she rest in peace, and Stephanie,
yes,
of course. They never, ever allowed me to do anything stupid. I remember years ago, the beginning of my transition, while all my friends were exploding and, you know, getting all of this body, I always felt like, wait, what about me? What about me? What am I doing wrong here? And I never went to Joanne thousands of times, like all my other friends did. And I felt like I was read for it. Now I'm getting life for the same reason that I got read for years ago. And girls seem to fail to realize is that the science of silicone breaks down the soft tissue in your body, first and foremost. And a lot of the girls don't know that. So automatically you putting silicone in your body is hardening it.
Wait a minute, this is not fascinating.
Yes, Claudia, by the way, I have to come. You know, I'm so proud of you for letting your story out there.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, we hear you, Nadine.
So, yes, I mean, my main thing is, like, you know, I'm all for the waiting, you know. Take your time, girl. Don't rush. It'll all pan out at the ending of it.
Yeah.
I love you, Nadine.
Thank you, Nadine. I greatly appreciate you coming on this radio show. Thank you. It means so much. And you've been around
Nadine
a very long time. Lisa, I'm going to call Kiana because she wants some information from you. So give me a moment, Kelly. I'm going to call Kiana.
Oh, my God. Kelly, all this positivity is going to make me cry.
I love it.
You know what, Kelly?
I think this needs to be once a week. I mean, really. People get tired of hearing it, it has to be said, because some young girl needs to hear this, or some young female, or some young butch queen, or not even young.
Yes.
Somebody needs to hear the messages that are being, you know, sent out tonight, because they're all positive. And to the young lady,
yes,
Lola, please don't take things the wrong way, because this show has to be said, and certain things have to be said, because it's a danger. It is a danger. You love the way you look, and that's a good thing, but there is a danger, baby. Please believe that.
Okay, well, you know, we're going on our summer hiatus starting in June, and we'll be back with our Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday show. And so I offer a Wednesday night show to Nicole and Lisa to have these positive topics. Now, what's going on?
Here.
This is live
on
here.
You better get
I'll be here like
you gonna interrupt my motherfucking show, bitch. Hold on.
On the call, because I offered this up to Lisa in privacy. Now I'm offering it to her live on the air.
And I am accepting.
Okay. Well, starting in September, Nicole and Lisa will be here with all the positive shows for all you.
Not for that. I will not come back if they start the bullshit.
For you femme queens, for you butch queens in drag, and you trans men. They're going to be here starting in September.
Exactly. The trans men as well.
Hi, everybody. I now have Kiana on the phone. Lisa, there's Kiana.
Hi,
Kelly. Kiana's on the phone.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome.
Lisa, I heard you say something about you went to a doctor for your hip when you had bruise.
I'm Dr. Sabi. I take Viento. It's a natural detox, no side effects. You don't have to worry about nothing building up in your intestines or anything. It cleanses out your intestines, all is from the meat and the skin from the meat you eat, all that rotted tissue. It cleanses it out, and it cleanses your blood. My left hip, I kid you not, I get kind of emotional when I talk about it because she knew what she was injecting into me, but it turned like you'd have thought like purple foundation. It turned dark because I'm dark-skinned, so it turned purple. And I kid you not, no sooner, less than 1 week, I kid you not, you cannot even see the dark spot anymore. But I know that it's not silicone because what Kelly put in there, it laid flat. You know, I rolled it, did everything I had to do. But Viento, it cleanses your blood. It cleanses your system. So that is what I recommend to everyone, not just to the femme queens, to everyone, from all of the poison that we have been raised to eat and thinking it's our food. That's how a lot of people are catching a lot of different diseases, because this food has chemicals in it, and our body is not to digest these certain types of food, and it builds up mucus, and mucus causes disease. So you have to cleanse all of that out a natural way, not with medicine, not with bleaching cream with chemicals and different things with chemicals. You want to go back to as natural things, as natural as possible. It's Viento by Dr. Sabi. I kid you not, and I would never give nobody something that don't work or that can bring some harm to their body.
Yes, I had the same problem with my right hip.
When I got the left, Lord.
My,
and
Kiana, you've been somebody who has had a lot of silicone and stuff done, and you've also been to my close sister who have been removing a lot of it after having it all done. Could you give a little insight or some insight on your own situation and all the silicone that you have had done or had Kelly or down in that basement being done?
I mean, from the experience that I had, it wasn't a good one, and I've been to a lot of plastic surgeons, and it's, like, really hard for them to remove it, so I would suggest that no one gets it done.
Thank you.
Right.
No matter how good the silicone is, period, no one should get it done, because either way, it kills you.
Thank you.
And I spent more money getting the shit fixed than I spent putting it in here.
Exactly.
Do it leave a scar after you get it, after they try to take it out?
Well, see, I've been getting mine's lipo, and I've been getting the cortisone shots, and the next step is for them to cut me to take it out.
And I'd heard about the cortisone shots. They breaks it. It breaks the silicone down, but you don't. One would want to be careful with breaking it down because then it's just flowing through your body. When it's there where it was injected and you rolled it out and you massaged it, that's usually where it stays. And then until some people take their hormone shot and they seal and it breaks.